Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. On this day back in 1985, Take On Me from A-ha topped the charts. And a pretty neat video, too, entering the comic book world. Stop-motion pencil sketch animation. Very neat. On this day in 1985, Take On Me from A-ha at number one. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Oh, pleased to be joined by Monica Crowley, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs from 2019 to 2021. Frequent commenter, author, writer. Monica, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
You flagged this op-ed. I saw it, too, in the Post, saying, the problem with Americans is we're expecting too much. We want our stuff delivered tomorrow. We want what we want when we want it, and we should learn to live with less. There's a CNN report from a day or two ago that ended with by telling Americans this Christmas, don't expect to find what you want, but do expect to pay more for what you do find. This is quite the messaging coming from the Biden administration and the media, but I repeat myself. Americans, I don't think, are really going to stand for this.
No, and nor should we. I mean, there are benefits to being a hyperpower, the world's superpower for many years, very prosperous, wealthiest nation on the face of the earth. There are benefits to that, which means American citizens have gotten used to this kind of prosperity and abundance, and the idea that now you would have not just commentators in the media. There was an op-ed in the Washington Post this week saying to Americans, lower your expectations. And then you have your own government, your own president, your own White House telling you also to lower your expectations. First of all, that is terrible messaging. So even if we are facing scarcity coming up because of Biden's failures with the supply chain and the labor market crunch and skyrocketing inflation, even if we are facing that, you wouldn't say it. I mean, I was doing economic messaging in the Trump administration at the Treasury Department and working with the Trump White House. And we had a great story to tell because Trump had the economy humming. It was jumping on all four cylinders. And yet, my job was very easy talking about the economic successes. Mm-hmm. But even if we had economic failures, I mean, you message it in other ways. You do not tell the American people to lower their expectations. But now, Scott, reality is so stark for the American people that I feel like they have no choice. The other thing to keep in mind, and this is a much bigger point and a much more terrifying and dangerous one, is that the socialists and the Marxists who are now running the government and have their cheerleaders in the press, they want you, not just now, but forevermore, they want you consuming less, demanding less, expecting less, and ceding ever more power and control to them. So their longer-term project is the fundamental transformation of the nation. So much of it is driven by their expectations about climate change and the policy changes that they're making about that. So they really do want you. They're conditioning you with this messaging and with the economic reality to expect less, to consume less, and to give them more power.
Monica Crowley with us. Monica, the White House, Jen Psaki, earlier this week sort of brushing aside supply chain worries about that missing, missing treadmill. I don't know if they realize what's happening across America. When people go to the grocery stores, it is now a Bernie Sanders paradise. You remember Bernie once said, why do we have 32 versions of deodorant? Why don't we have just one deodorant? We don't need that many choices. Well, if you go to the store these days, you don't have choices. You have one type of granola bar that might be on the stock, might be stocked. There are, I went to Walmart 2 weeks ago. There was no milk, not like no 2% milk. There was no milk. And I've seen pictures from Colorado echoing the same thing. These supply chain issues across the country are going to result in very real world and very serious problems for Americans very soon, if not corrected.
You know, Bernie finally got what he wanted, right? Which is a socialist utopia. Only if you want to buy milk, it's not exactly a utopia, right? America has always been known as the land of plenty. Why? Because we've had very successful free market enterprise. Free market capitalism is the system, while not perfect, lifts all boats. And Bernie and the socialists in this country who have been working on this project, Scott, for decades to try to transform the U.S. economy into a more collectivist socialist model, they're finally achieving their goal. You know, my grandparents were born in the United States on my mother's side, but their parents were born in Poland behind the Iron Curtain. And we still had relatives there during the Cold War. And I remember my grandparents getting letters for them. They were all censored by the government, but we knew enough to know that their shelves were bare, mm-hmm. that they had nothing to choose from. And when you talk about lack of choice, I mean, they literally did have one brand of toothpaste.
Yeah.
So it's ironic, but very telling and very real that Sanders would come out and say, why do we have 15 brands of toothpaste? Well, that's free market enterprise and the strong rise and the weak fail and its creative destruction. And that's what the free market is all about. They are deliberately seeking to crush that. That's what all of this is about. So when I hear people, Scott, talking about the Biden administration and their gross incompetence, like on the supply chain or gas prices or grocery prices or Afghanistan or the border, none of this is incompetence. This is all being done by design. They need the catastrophe. They need the chaos in order to destroy what made America great and replace it with their socialist model.
Monica, final question here. We got about 90 seconds. On inflation, look, people felt this in America, the middle of America, before anyone noticed. You went to the grocery store, you noticed things were jumping 10 cents, 30 cents, 50 cents. And we were told, of course, it's short-term volatility. Don't worry about it. Inflation's not a big deal. By this point, by October of 2021, I think it's fairly obvious that it's not short term. It's continuing. It's increasing in many places. And no one in the White House seems to know what to do about inflation, which is going to cost, that's a backdoor tax hike, right? When things cost more and your income does not increase, that's a tax hike.
Yes. Inflation is a hidden regressive tax. And by regressive, I mean that it impacts those at the lower end of the income scale much more than those at the higher end. It affects the poor, the working classes, the middle classes. It impacts those because their wages are not growing to keep pace with inflation. So they are literally slipping beneath the waves. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats, including Joe Biden, for decades, Scott, have talked about this good game about wanting to champion the little guy, the poor, the working, the middle classes. Well, guess what? They don't give a flying whit about those folks because inflation is impacting them and damaging their livelihoods most of all, because they're least able to withstand the squeeze in the rising prices. Look, we also know from the example of the late 70s, early 80s, once inflation gets a toehold into the economy, it's very difficult to dislodge, and it is going to be very painful to rectify.
Monica Crowley, a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Find her on Twitter, at Monica Crowley. Monica, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. One of my real favorites. Monica Crowley, Scott Bertram, in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love. maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't two.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Dr. David.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.